befool them, even the very elect, if it were possible. So it's not possible to fool me. Amen. It's not possible to fool me. Now, some other people may be fooled, but something about the Father in me will not allow me to be foolish or deceived. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you the elect? He's elected some folks. All you got to do is walk in realness. Show the Father. Look for the Father. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Show us the Father. That's who I'm looking for. I'm quit looking for people to bail me out. Quit looking for the government to bail you out. Quit looking for your paycheck to come and bail you out. Because I know people that's not making much money, but they're happy. They're full of joy. You know, I remember when I was young, we didn't have a whole lot. But I was happy with what I had. I had, you couldn't beat me being happy about those hand-me-down clothes. Warm just like they was brand new. Wanted people to see them like they were brand new. Hallelujah. When you're looking at me, you look past my flesh, you'll see the Father. You see the one who loves you. You see the one who cares. You see the one who wants to bring you to prosperity. I said, God, why is it? And I'm just speaking. I want y'all to hear me but from my heart. I said, God, why is it that seem like I make these connections and people get blessed and I want to see them blessed, but then we lose a lot of people. God says, because that's what people do when they come to the Father. They come and they receive what the Father has for a time. And when they are matured, they can go. I said, Lord, but you got to keep sending them because I can't handle it. Amen. Praise be to God. Show us the Father. Give God a hand, praise.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
God be praised. Amen. Would you stand to your feet in honor of the word of the Lord? Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you afresh now for this opportunity to hear your word. We pray that the Holy Spirit will move through the text and tailor the truth that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might hear and see what it is that you desire us to know. Reveal the principles that we might practice for profit and giving you all praise. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 23. Proverbs 21, verse 23. Recorded are these words: Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, be careful what you say. If you don't mind helping me this morning, if you don't mind turning to your neighbor and say, neighbor, be careful what you say. Now, if you believe that, give God some praise in the house. One of the wisest men penned this proverb in an effort to help us to understand both the blessing and the burden of speaking right and speaking wrong. He begins this proverb, this text, by saying, whoso. And whoso means whosoever. It means whoever. It means anyone and everyone. So this is an all-inclusive word. There are no persons left out in this warning. Whoever you are, God is speaking to you. Whoso keepeth, the word keepeth in a stronger language means guard. Whoso guards, whoso protect. And one of the reasons why this word keepeth and at the root guard is here is because it needs you to understand you don't have to keep or guard or protect or shelter or hold at bay anything that's not worth anything. And so it's here to suggest that your words are important and your words are valuable, so you must guard them with care, not to speak them foolishly or frivolously, or to be loose with your words. You're supposed to be careful as in understanding that your words are seeds. Your words are seeds. And once those words are released from your mouth, they are going to cause a harvest. Now, whatever harvest comes up because the words came out. Whoso keepeth, guardeth, listen, his mouth. Now, mouth is in the text, and then tongue is in the text. Well, it almost seems like they are very similar and they are almost the same, but they're very different in context, because one of them has to do with, as in mouth, has to do with the generalities of things. In other words, the much speaking, talking too much, over talking, saying things without thinking. It has to do with the larger context of speaking. It really means those folk that just talk. And then when you remind them of some things they said, they can't remember because they talk too much. You do know from folk like that, don't you? They just talk, and you say, I said, so you say, I ain't said that. And sometimes it takes a recorder to remind them that they did say that. And so mouth here literally means, generally means, the larger context of speaking too much. So the man who keeps guards his mouth from talking too much. Here's what the Word of God says. Bible says, a fool speaketh all his heart, but a wise man keepeth in till afterward. You see, a whole lot of us have missed our blessings because we opened up our mouth and talked too much. A lot of our dreams have been stolen from us because we opened up and told our dreams to the wrong folk. Our desires, our goals. Many of us have lost out on some of the most desired things in our lives because our mouths got us in trouble. See, sometimes you got to know when you got a treasure, keep your mouth closed. Because there are other treasure hunters other than you. And folks sometimes will get close to you to see what they can get from you or to see what you do have. And if you talk too much, listen, homes have been broken up because girlfriends, best friends. Yeah, while you doing all of that talking and talking about what you ain't got and how bad what you got is, and they're looking at what they got or what they don't got, and they're talking about if I were in your shoes, they ain't telling you that, but they're just saying if the opportunity ever came my way. And so they suggest you would just go and get rid of them. And then you go get rid of them, and they go hurriedly and pick them up. Then they tell you, what you went do this for? Man, that's a good woman. Now, I can't help it if you didn't do right or that didn't do right or blah, blah, blah. And all because, again, your mouth got you in trouble. Sometimes people have revelations of things. God blesses them. And others don't have that relationship. But they got drive. And some of them don't have any kind of integrity. Don't have any kind of love, any kind of character or anything else. And they'll do whatever it takes to steal your blessings. But most times the opportunity comes because you talk too much. And so sometimes we miss what is given to us by what we give out, let go, speak from our mouths. Look at what he goes on to say. And tongue, whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue. Well, now you've just told me what mouth means. What does tongue mean? Well, tongue means to be more specific, more detailed. A tongue has to do more with speaking that you know, that you're privy to, that you've got concrete evidence about. It also comes from the place of evil. See, the tongue can speak evil. And so it's the tongue that really gets you in trouble because you are speaking specifically now. You know, I'd ask some people that get to talking and they talk like they do know and wasn't even there. So much so that you had to ask the question, well, were you there? Well, no, I wasn't there, but they tell me. Yeah, but you're speaking in such detail as in an eyewitness. And the tongue can speak evil, and it is rooted in the cause of that that is known. So the Bible says, whoever guards his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul. Listen, his soul. Now, before I go any further, I want to tell you the only reason why you want to be careful, for many, many reasons, but the most important reason is because in the end, this affects you. I said, in the end, when you get through running your mouth, when you get through talking about other folk, when you get through giving details and saying this and saying that, the end result is it's going to affect you. So the word says, keepeth his soul, his very being, his inner man, his all of those things that are deeply rooted within him, and his life, his soul, from troubles. Notice the word has an S, troubles, not trouble. Why? Because your soul becomes the direct focal point of all troubles spoken by your mouth. Listen to me well, my brothers and sisters. If for no other reason you ought to be careful what you say, is because in the end your soul's gonna pay for it. Your soul is going to pay for what your mouth has said. The old folk had a saying, don't let your mouth. Write a check. Your assets can't cash. Or something like that. What the word is saying is, listen, you need to know you're going to have to deal with what you speak again. So knowing that you're going to have to deal with them, be careful. And notice this is guarded toward the negativity, not so much the positive, not so much that that has to do with life, but that that has to do with negative, harmful, and detrimental things. Because then you keep your soul from troubles. Three things I want to suggest that this word is saying to us and to help us to understand the depth of it. And yet the simplicity of it is this. When you speak, be careful what you say, because the record is you don't have to say everything you think. How many times have you said some stuff you thought that was in left field? Altogether wrong. How many times have you thought some things about somebody and then you got to know them and you were so wrong and then so sorry about some of the things you thought about them? Because we are all different, and many times what we miss is the reason we think about other folk, the things we think about folk, is because we know about us. And sometimes because we're wrong, we think everybody else is wrong. Because we do wrong, we think everybody else is. Because we're sneaky, we think everybody else. Because we're low down, we think everybody else. Because we're conniving and backstabbing, we think everybody. Y'all getting quiet on me here. Whatever it is negatively that we think most times about others is because the base of truth is we are that ourselves. And so we have an intimate knowledge with why we think this way, because we've had some experience with what we're thinking. They just look like they up to no good. Well, how you know? Because you know how you are when you're up to no good. We don't have to say everything we think. Then the second thing this word guards us against is the fact that we don't have to say everything we feel. Because how many times have our feelings been wrong? We feel a certain way based on the prejudices that we have, most times either because of what we have heard or misunderstood about somebody. Because of their difference or differences. Because of the way that they talk, by the way they dress, by the way they walk, whatever it is. If it's not like us, doesn't fit in the framework of our normality, then we usually feel differently about folk and speak it. Something just ain't right. Well, I don't know, I just feel. What you feel? Is it just me? Or does so and so and so? And then you open up a can of worms or the Pandora box on that person based on your feelings. And how many times have we ruined folk reputations, ruined people's lives, ruined people's good image by something you felt underneath your skin? No evidence, no proof, no receipt, just feelings. Feelings. Nothing more than, feelings. And then again, a moment later, those feelings change. You don't like them because they didn't speak to you, you didn't speak to them. Why everybody else has to be the first one to speak? The first one to smile. The first one to reach a hand. The first one to say welcome. The first one to do it. Why does someone else have to be the first one? You don't like them because they didn't reach out first to you. Bible says if a man would be friendly, he must have friends. He must first show himself friendly. You want friends? Be a friend. Show yourself friendly. Be the one to get up off your high horse and say to somebody, welcome to my world. Tell them, listen, if I can be a help to you, blessing to you, show you the way, why don't you be the first one to extend kindness? And then the last thing I want to tell you about this word that warns us to be careful about what we say is that we don't always have to say what we know. Don't always have to say what you know. Do you know most of us have enough knowledge about many things in life that can destroy, that can upset, that can throw the balance off of many things by simply saying what we know? Sometimes it may be immaterial to us, but it may be major to someone else.
That's right.
The William Brothers sung a song that said, sweep around your own front door.
Amen.
Before you try to sweep around mine. It made clear in the song that the rocks you throw. Listen. you break up somebody's home, the question becomes, was it worth it? What did you gain from it? What did it benefit you? And see, sometimes what we miss is what we tab, we can't always fix up. Here's what I need you to know, and we'll share other scriptures to bear out this fact, that once you let things go from your mouth, you cannot retrieve those things. You can't take it back. You can say, I'm sorry. You can say, my bad. You can say all of those things you want to say. But when they are released, they begin to work. And even if the person forgives you, listen at what happens. It does not unschedule your harvest. Did you hear what I just said? Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it, listen, shall eat. That's, listen, it is affirmed, it is a reality, it is an absolute, shall eat the fruit thereof. So what does that mean? That once you sow the seed, the harvest is scheduled, and you can't cancel out the harvest, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And so, my brothers and sisters, there are so many things that we have spoken that we're going to have to deal with. Many of us are dealing with things in our souls right now because we've spoken it out of our mouths. You ever wonder right now that you've gotten it together and now there are things that are happening to you that should have happened to you 20 years ago because you knew you deserved them then? But it just kind of seemed as though they passed away and, you know, you forgotten about them. But now things are happening to you. And you're like, I don't understand it. Well, your harvest was scheduled. And it was so far off in the future, you forgot about it. But God didn't. And so in your own soul, those troubles, plural, are being revisited. Not in heaven. Right here on earth where you spoke them. In your own life. They're coming back to you. What a joy. If in 2014 you guarded your mouth and didn't say anything else that would be negative and hurtful and harmful, or saying things that you thought, or saying things that you felt, or saying things that you know that would hurt or destroy somebody else's life. What if you decided never again? Well, I speak those kind of words. What would life be like for you now and in the future? Can I tell you? Good days will be ahead. Blessings and benefits and harvests of rich and wonderful fruit will be ahead. And so until you decide to guard your mouth and be careful what you say, you are stirring up troubles for your own soul. May God bless his word. Amen.